Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I worked for a few years in Flint, Michigan as a disc jockey years ago, and then also as a talk show host after law school. So I'm very familiar with the Flint area. Flint is a suburb north of Detroit and home of Buick and General Motors, for instance, back in the old days. Of course, General Motors moved out a long time ago, and so did much of General Motors' operations. But the area, you know, I'm quite familiar with it. And Justin sent me a note and said, Steve, just see the story out of the Flint area from the ABC 12 news staff at Channel 12, the WGRT, the ABC affiliate in Flint. And I've had friends who worked there, by the way. Grand Blanc pastor and Flint woman sent to prison for Ponzi scheme. And Grand Blanc is a suburb of Flint. And a pastor from Grand Blanc and a woman from Flint will spend years behind bars for defrauding dozens of investors out of millions of dollars through a Ponzi scheme. And the weird part is that Ponzi schemes just won't go away. And sadly, they're fairly easy to operate because they're partly fueled by greed. And it's not just the greed of the operators, but the greed of the people involved. Because many people put their money into a Ponzi scheme knowing that something's not quite right with this. But if they get in early enough and then get out early enough, they get some money, so they think it's okay. Federal prosecutors say a 64-year-old man from Grand Blanc, who is a pastor of a church in Flint, and a 60-year-old woman convinced more than 140 investors from several states to give them their retirement savings to reinvest. Some people gave them part of the retirement savings. Some people probably gave them more. They gathered nearly $9.3 million over several years through an entity they called Treasure Enterprise, LLC. Treasure Enterprise, LLC. If you ever watch American Greed, it's a series on, I think, CNBC. And Stacy Keach narrates it. That's how you know you got the right channel. And they talk about ripoffs and scam artists across America. And the number of examples that you see of Ponzi schemes being operated in communities of religious folks is really, really disturbing. And the reason partly is that a lot of times people, if you go into an accountant's office or an investment company's office, you anticipate being spoken to about those things by professionals. When you go to church, presumably you're going there on spiritual matters. And so people meet people at church. It's nice to be nice to the nice. You go to church and you meet these people and you're all there for a good reason. And you have fellowship with these people. And then somebody says, oh, by the way, I have an investment idea. You can make a ton of money. And it's out of context just enough to where it'll catch you off guard. But then also many people just kind of assume, well, I'm a good person and I'm here every Sunday or whatever day of the week it is you worship. And they're here every one of those days too. They must be a good person too. So I can trust these people. And here we have a pastor. So we can trust a pastor, can't we? So the two of them, the man and the woman, promised to give each investor their money back along with significant returns after a certain amount of time. Now that's vague. That's vague. But a lot of times what they'll do is they'll simply offer them more than is available through, like, you know, your savings account. Which nowadays is nothing at a bank, or things of that nature. So they'll often say, well, we can get you 10% on your money, 15% on your money. And what they'll often do is they'll say, we can do this for you. If you don't believe us, talk to this person. And they'll point you to an earlier investor who's going to go, yeah, I gave him some money and I'm making 15% of my money right now. It's crazy. And there's two ways that that can work out where that person might not be lying, but we'll get to that in a second. So the two of them are 61 and 57 years old, respectively. And they went around to other churches in Michigan and other states and hosted seminars on investing. And the number of cases I've seen on American Greed where somebody actually went, and after they'd gotten all of the members of their congregation that they could shake for money, they then went out and started hitting other congregations. And I've even seen it where they gave the person who ran the other congregation a kickback. Said, we'll pay you some money if you let us come in and speak to your congregants. And that, to me, would be also a problem. They offered financial planning and asset management services through a business called Treasure Enterprise, according to the U.S. attorney who spoke about this in Detroit recently. The business claimed investors would receive significant returns by placing their savings under management by Treasure Enterprise, and they would also then receive all of their principal back. Many investors took the money out of their 401ks or their IRA accounts. They then gave it to Treasure Enterprise, and they, of course, did not get their money back. According to the U.S. attorney, the two deliberately misled investors to convince them to turn over their savings. Investors should not be lulled into trusting an investment advisor just because they know them or because they're a member of an organization to which they belong. And what they're saying here between the lines is just because they go to your church doesn't mean you can trust them. Just because you met them at your church doesn't mean you can trust them. And just because the pastor of your church brought these people in and said, I've met them, they're nice people, give them your money, you shouldn't trust them. So the two of them both pleaded guilty. There's no fight on this one. They pleaded guilty. The two pleaded guilty to charges of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and wire fraud. And they were did that back in 2019. Their sentencing hearings were delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic situation. A federal judge sentenced the man this week to spend 100 months in a federal penitentiary, followed by 2 years of supervised release. And the woman received a sentence of 42 months in federal prison and 2 years of supervised release. There's no mention here of restitution. Quite often they'll order them to pay restitution, but the problem, of course, is quite often the money is gone. So I mentioned earlier about Ponzi schemes, and there's two things you need to understand about how people can make these things look good. So Ponzi scheme is what they often used to call a robbing Peter to pay Paul scam, but that's too long. And when Charles Ponzi came along with his scheme, they said, hey, Ponzi, that's a great name. Let's use that. It's Ponzi scheme. And Charles Ponzi did his with international postal coupons, which we're not going to get into right now. But the way a Ponzi scheme works is this. I come into your congregation and I say, I am an investment advisor. Give me money and I can get you 10% on your money. 10% annually, like clockwork. You give me $1,000. At the end of the first year, I send you a statement. And the statement says, you now have $1,100 in an account with me. $1,100. $100 being 10% of $1,000. I'm purposely using simple numbers here. Don't redo my math. You're missing the point if you get into that. So I send you a piece of paper that says, you now have $1,100. Notice I didn't send you the money. I sent you a piece of paper. Now, what I'll tell you is, do you want to let it ride? Because you can earn 10% on the $1,100 this year. Or I can send you back your $100 and keep the $1,000 and it'll do it again. Or I can send you back the full $1,100. What do you want? What do you want? And many people will look at that and go, wait, I made 10% of my money in 1 year. I'll do it again. I'll do it again. And so what they do is they say, okay, let it ride. So when you are at church and the guy's up there talking and says, I get people 10% of their money, just ask him. And the guy says, yes, he got me 10% of my money. That guy might have only gotten a piece of paper saying he got 10%. He might have only gotten the $100, but not his $1,000. Or he might have gotten the full $1,100. But the point is that so many people will let it ride, assuming that the principal is still there. And what these people were apparently doing was taking in money from tons and tons of people. And the only time they were giving it back was when somebody actually said, I need to cash out, or I want my profits, but leave my principal in. And as long as enough people let it ride, the Ponzi operator can keep it going. And so the point is that if you meet somebody you don't know, and they're not even a licensed investment advisor, and they say, I can do this for you and get you above market returns, and you say, I don't believe you. And they say, okay, talk to this person. Number one, how well do you know this person, and do you trust them? And number two, you have to ask them, did you get your principal and your interest back, or just your interest back? And they say, well, I got my interest back. How do you know your principal's not gone? How do you know that? He told me it's not gone. Oh! The Ponzi scheme operator assured you your money is still there? Oh, I'll buy that. So there's a reason why they point out that the most obvious flag on these is when you have somebody come along and say, I can get you better than market rate returns. I can do that. Really? Why do you need my money then? Do it with your own money. Oh, I'm sharing the wealth. I'm spreading it around. You know? Really? Is that how people operate? So generally speaking, when you are someplace other than a place you went to for help, and someone approaches you and says, no, I know how to take care of your money. I got an investment for you. Just walk away from it. Just walk away from it. And don't buy it when they go, yeah, but you can talk to this person. Number one, that person might be a plant, a shill. They might not have invested any money. But even if they did, and they're telling the truth, and they have a piece of paper that says they have $1,100 now in the investment, their money might be gone. You don't know. And that's one of the ways these things operate. That's one of the ways they can go for as long as they do, because they create the illusion of money being generated. And people get the statements. They go, wow, look at this money I've got. I've got all this money in an account. You've got all the money in an account with a pastor from Grand Blanc and a woman from Flint, neither of whom are investment advisors legally. Okay? They sent you a statement saying you've still got money, but your money's gone. Your money's gone. So it's a scary concept. And I like to talk about this from time to time because these things keep happening. They keep popping up. And I keep hearing stories. And unfortunately, and this does have something to do with also what happens at churches, is the demographics at a lot of churches play into this. Because there are a lot of people later in life who spend more time at church than they did as a young adult. I believe it's a fact. And so unfortunately, many of them are quite trusting, especially of people at the church, and especially if the pastor vouched for them. And that's one of the problems I have with these stories, is these people went around different states and were introduced to congregations by pastors of other churches who said, here are some investment people, they'll make you money. They brought the wolves into the pen with the sheep and turned them loose. And you got to wonder, did they do that out of the goodness of their hearts, or were they getting a kickback? I'm just curious. I'm just asking the question. I suspect some of them got kickbacks. But nobody was charged in that respect. But what we do have here, however, unfortunately, is a Grand Blanc pastor and Flint woman sent to prison for a Ponzi scheme that involved possibly as much as $9.3 million, and the money is pretty much all gone. So again, as I often tell people, the solution to this is not trying to unwind it later, is to avoid it in the first place. Justin, thanks for sending it. ABC 12 WJRT for publishing it. Grand Blanc pastor and Flint woman sent to prison for years for Ponzi scheme. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Everything is within walking distance, if you have the time.